When the moon hits your eye
like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
A lot of Dean Martin music on today's show. Did you notice that?
I'm for that.
I'm all for that.
I would have loved to have had pizza with Dean Martin.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
I would have loved to share spaghetti like on Lady and the Tramp with Dean Martin, where just one strand.
That would have been
coming
romantic.
Coming together in a nice kiss.
Yep, and Dom DeLuise would have pushed you out of the way at the last
Whoa!
Second.
Get out of here!
Yep.
That would have been funny.
That would have been great.
I got to know Kendall Bruns very well during the commercial break. He is the founder and curator of the U.S. Pizza Museum. Hi, Kendall.
Hello.
We found out all about it. Here's the thing. Remember when Dane Neal came in a couple weeks ago and we were talking about the pizza summit that was going on,
mm-hmm.
and some guys from the boiler room came in and brought pizza with their PBR meatball pizza and jardiniere.
Yep.
Pizza just pulls at our heartstrings. Doesn't give you heartburn. It pulls at your heartstrings, doesn't it?
It really does, and a lot of people feel the way that you do.
And because, now, I guess the U.S. Pizza Museum was going before the Pizza Summit, but it was a great way to put your first physical display out in the open?
Yeah, I founded the U.S. Pizza Museum last year, and up until the Pizza Summit, you could just view items from the collection at uspizzamuseum.com.
Like petrified pieces of pizza, or what?
Yeah, more like vintage menus, pizza boxes, pop culture items related to pizza, a lot of, just to tell the history of pizza and capture the excitement that and love that people have, but no actual pizza.
Because it doesn't stay for very long.
It doesn't. I would say there are some frozen pizzas in the collection, but in my freezer section of the museum. Yes.
Why your interest in this, Kendall? How come for you?
Well, I think everyone loves pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's been pretty well established.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those people. As a kid, I was a very picky eater, and pizza's a food that even picky kids will eat.
Right.
And then my first job was at a pizzeria in Cincinnati. I worked at a La Rosa's Pizza, which is like a hometown pizza place there. And then when I got older, I started, you know, reading about the best pizza places in the world, and I would travel and specifically go out of my way to visit them and start collecting the menus. And then at a certain point I thought, well, this is either going to become like I'm hoarding stuff or this is a museum.
Yeah.
So I thought the museum was a much better like way to frame it.
I am very jealous of the pizza shoes you have. They look like Vans with little pieces of pie cut pizza on them.
Yeah.
You never wore those, huh? They're just in your museum?
Those are unworn. I mean, I've put them on my feet very briefly, but you know, as the museum has become more of a reality, I've put more mind towards preserving these items and trying to build storytelling with them and like, put them into some sort of cultural perspective.
Currently, this is only as of this moment, the Pizza Museum is online, right? That's
yes.
where people can see it.
Yes. We had a pop-up exhibition where you could see almost 100 items from the collection at the Chop Shop when we did the Pizza Summit last weekend.
Yeah.
That was on Sunday, and then on Monday it was open to the public. So that was the only opportunity so far, but we're planning additional pop-up exhibitions in Chicago and potentially some other cities moving forward.
How about these little pop-up things? I mean, Bill goes to a pop-up restaurant where every day it changes, almost every
right.
day you go to it.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, it creates some excitement. If it's a brick-and-mortar thing and is there all the time, people take it for granted and go, oh, I'll just go someday.
Yeah. I mean, the pizza. One of the things that was great about the Pizza Summit is 900 people came that day to all celebrate and eat lots of pizza.
Nice.
So I think when you do these kinds of events, it helps concentrate the excitement and energy, and it's a lot less risky in a lot of ways.
Kendall, is there a name for that thing that they put, if you order a pizza and they bring it to your house, there's this thing in the middle of the pizza that looks like a little table. It looks like a little Barbie table.
I call it a pizza table.
A pizza table.
But I would imagine there's, you know, that is a perfect example of the kind of thing that the U.S. Pizza Museum should, like, really be able to explain to the public. So look for that soon.
You just gave
a special exhibition.
Kendall,
that should
an idea.
Be a whole wing.
On the history.
I want to know the man or woman who invented that.
Yeah.
I hope that they lived very comfortably afterwards off the profits, I would hope.
I mean, more seriously, there is like this whole area of the technology around pizza delivery.
Yeah.
You know, different innovations in pizza box technology and also how they keep the pizzas warm and even thinking about how they cook them in preparation for being delivered. Yeah. So, you know, and that's kind of what I like about this, the U.S. Pizza Museum, is that it's very accessible because everybody understands pizza, mm-hmm. and you can
everybody.
Like touch on it on whatever level you want. But then there's like a real depth that can be there if mm-hmm. you want to ask those like often hypothetical questions that you wouldn't go down. Like the role of the U.S. Pizza Museum is to go down that road
mm-hmm.
and tell that story.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the website in case you want to check it out, uspizzamuseum.com. You mentioned being a picky eater as a kid. My son Michael is 16 now. When he first started eating food, he didn't like pizza, and I almost gave him up for adoption. I said, wow. I'm half Italian. You cannot not like
true.
Pizza. And then he just was, he had a problem with texture issues.
Mm-hmm.
So when he tried that first piece, he heard the angels sing and he never turned back. Because I do think that is the universal food.
It is.
And the pie cut, you know, the kids, and I'm sure you have too, the crust, the kids call a handle.
Mm-hmm.
And that little table you mentioned, as Michael got older, I had to serve his slice of pizza on that little table. I would have to cut it
it's
smaller.
It's also good for feeding like a mouse.
Yeah, it's about the right size for a mouse, isn't it?
We all know rats love pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That was well established
pizza rat
this year.
On the internet.
Chuck E. Cheese is a rat, isn't he?
Yeah, Chucky from Chuck E. Cheese.
I think he's maybe more a mouse. But
pretty
that could
big
be
for
some,
a mouse.
Still a rodent, which you wouldn't normally want to associate with your food.
I'm
usually.
Sure there was some real debate there. Like, really? We're doing that?
We're talking about the U.S. Pizza Museum. It made its first physical debut at the Pizza Summit that happened at the Chop Shop a while back on April 3rd. And you can see it now at uspizzamuseum.com. Quick break, and then we'll be back to talk to the founder and curator of the museum, Kendall Bruns. It's Bill and Wendy at 720 WG. We're talking about the U.S. Pizza Museum, and it's cool, and it's the baby of Kendall Bruns, the founder and curator of the museum. You can see it right now online, uspizzamuseum.com. Kendall, you and I were talking off the air about pizza in general. I really am a fan of the thin pizza. I like thick, but if I hit my go-to one would be
you'd
thin.
You'd go thin.
And I like the pie cut, you know, because here in Chicago, it's the grid shape.
Tavern style, sometimes we call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Chicago is a really interesting pizza town.
Did we
town.
Invent that with the grid?
No, I mean, that's not
style?
That uncommon, but I think a lot of people think of Chicago as deep dish pizza only or stuffed crust pizza like Giordano's. But there's also a lot of thin crust pizza here that's really great and traditional, like Vito and Nick's. Pat's Pizza, you know, there are a lot of these places. So, you know, sometimes people get into that like thick versus thin. The U.S. Pizza Museum celebrates all forms of pizza.
They don't discriminate.
There's no official position from the museum. But and then also Chicago is great because you can get so many different regional styles of pizza here.
Sure.
You can get Quad City style pizza at Roots. You can get New Haven style pizza.
I don't know the difference.
Peace. I could teach you all about it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there are differences, and they're cool.
See, the beauty of that is, here's the way we rationalize it here in Chicago. Like, if you have pizza one day, you could have it the next day because you go, well, yesterday I had thin crust, and now I'm having stuffed, and then the next day I could have something else.
Exactly.
We figure out ways to make it different, even though it's kind of the same.
I feel I eat so much pizza, and I try, you know, I'm working on it, but I feel like because there's so many different styles and toppings, I'm still getting a pretty well-rounded diet.
Yep.
All right. Now, Bill, I can't speak for you, and you may like this. When Wolfgang Puck came out with the barbecue chicken pizza, that is something I don't want on my pizza.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty good to me.
I just like your traditional sausage, mushroom, green pepper, onion. You know, maybe I'll branch out and try an Italian beef one, which is actually pretty good. I've had a taco pizza, but I don't know. Chicken doesn't belong on a pizza
in my world. Have you lived in California?
No.
Well, see, there you go.
That's commonplace.
I mean,
there.
In California, that's one of the style. It was originated there.
I guess.
So it's like, what do you grow up with? There's always that affinity for the local thing. And sometimes you don't even realize it's the local thing until you get some perspective of like how pizza is in other places.
There's a couple of places here in town that do shrimp on pizza. And I know to a lot of people, they're like, oh, don't do that. If it's nice, firm shrimp and good-sized pieces. No, I'm telling you can't believe with a white sauce. I would go with the white sauce, not the red. But boy, can that be tasty.
You can put pretty much anything on a pizza. I mean, people are trying.
I like to put my lips on a pizza. That's
really,
what's
usually on the pizza know. For Wendy. Yeah. Do you remember when, I won't say the name, but I think everyone will know, there was a pizza chain that guaranteed that you would get your pizza within a half an hour, and then they had to stop that because it was getting dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, there are some things you got to take your time on.
Right.
And one of those is driving, I would suggest.
Right. Good advice, Kendall.
Some of the great pizza places, you know, they can make pizzas really fast.
Yeah.
You know, Neapolitan style is notoriously cooks very fast in these super hot ovens. But when you think about the time that's involved, a lot of times there's like fermentation of dough that may take 18 hours. There's making that sauce from scratch. Some places even make their own cheese. So even fast pizza, that's great. There's usually like a lot of time in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what is your go-to pizza? Like if you're just like, I'm going to get my basic pizza, what's your basic topping on a pizza?
I mean, a cheese slice or like a margarita pizza are usually really good benchmarks for how good a pizza place is.
Because they're kind of neutral, right? They're somewhere in the middle of the spectrum flavor-wise, right?
Yeah, well, it lets you like really focus on the essentials that everything else is building on top of. So those can be, you know, and then it kind of depends on the place, because some places like a pepperoni slice is like classic.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I have, I guess, a lot of hangups about pizza.
How come?
I, like you, Kendall, when we try a new pizza place, we do half cheese, half sausage, because we figure we can figure
Chicago's
out.
Chicago's a great sausage town.
Yeah.
So I would default to sausage a lot of times here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But pepperoni, I could eat a whole stick of it. I could eat it all the time. But on pizza, for some reason, it gets too greasy for me to enjoy. However, there is a way around it. There are places that put pepperoni under the cheese, but if the pepperoni's on top of the cheese and it crisps up a little bit, top of the heap.
Again, you
can I be a guest in your museum?
Oh, yeah.
Just have Wendy sit in the corner on a stool and tell people that story.
Yeah. I think people might enjoy that.
They'd line up for miles.
They might.
But there's a difference with the pepperoni under the cheese or on top, isn't there?
Toppings under or over cheese is a key defining difference between different styles of pizza, for sure.
When did it become commonplace, and I'm sure you've seen this if you ever go through the Yellow Pages looking for pizza places, a third of the places, sometimes more, have that very stereotypical Italian-looking chef giving you the everything's a pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his fingers in a circle. This is pretty good pizza. You know, that guy is used in almost every pizza ad. When did that become the thing?
I mean, I think that because pizza really came from some Italian roots, it just sort of naturally evolved into like this. It was thought of as this Italian food,
right?
But the reason that it's the U.S. Pizza Museum and not like the World Pizza Museum is that the United States has really embraced pizza in a way that no other country in the world has.
When you have it in Italy, I've had friends who tell me you order pizza in Italy and it comes and you go, wait, are you
Where's the cheese?
Is pizza? Yeah, this is different.
I mean, they make amazing pizza in Italy. Don't get me wrong.
I hope so, yeah.
But this, all the range of kinds of pizza and the way that pizza has infiltrated the culture here is a uniquely American thing.
All right, someone has texted us something to see if you have it included in your museum, and I'm saving it because we're going to post it on our Facebook page.
Oh.
Do you have a picture of, I guess it's a pizza box, with George Clooney taking a pizza out? What is that thing called? A giant pizza spatula.
Yeah, I am familiar with this. There's a great book called Viva la Pizza, written by Scott Wiener, who is he does Scott's Pizza.
He should
pizza
be writing
tours.
About hot dogs.
You'd think so. You'd think so. It's one of those cruel ironies. But he wrote a whole book about pizza box art, and this is something that he's an expert on pizza boxes.
Yeah, right.
So I highly encourage his book Viva la Pizza to learn all about that. I don't have one of those. I would love to have one.
Maybe for your birthday.
Maybe. My birthday was actually yesterday.
Did we
yesterday.
Just miss it? Oh, man.
Yesterday. Next year.
I said to Wendy, we got to go out and get something nice for Kendall. There was a couple of things that you wanted to promote that are coming up.
Yes.
What are these things?
So we're going to be doing a pizza-themed art show at a gallery called Blue Jay Way here in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's in Logan Square.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be happening this summer. We're also going to be doing a we're going to be partnering with a Chicago comedy group called the Nerdalogs, and we're going to do a pizza themed storytelling event that'll also be coming up this summer.
Excellent.
So to find out like the specific details about those and other pop up exhibits of the collection, you can follow us at US Pizza Museum on Twitter, Facebook. We do Instagram. And then also the website, US Pizza Museum, where we post images all the time.
USPizzaMuseum.com. Now, you're just inviting people, especially me, to take pictures of the pizza I'm eating and tweet them to you. Is that okay?
Definitely. Hashtag US Pizza Museum. I love seeing everyone's pizza pics.
I love
Kendall, thank you so much. If I said it's been a slice, you'd probably walk out angry, so I'm not going to say that. It's too easy.
Pizza puns all day.
Thank you, Kendall. It's the USPizzaMuseum.com. That's your website. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.